part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Your headphones, man.
Sorry. Oh, dude, they're all slammy.
They're all greasy now.
They're slammy.
I think the guitar was too loud.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Well. All right. Oh, what's this shit you spit all over the mic, dude?
Dude, sorry, man.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 69, part two. The jam episode.
Yeah.
It's where we jam.
I need to start playing guitar again,
think
John.
So?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're back again after rocking out with that. I hope it sounded good. I think the guitar was too loud. Yeah, maybe you're right. I was jamming all week with it, so that might be why.
Might have to do that over.
Think so?
Who knows?
All right.
In post. We'll figure it out.
In post. Well, Digital Flotsam does it, and it's getting him the most votes.
Oh, how's that going, the podcast, Peter?
I haven't checked. I should check. Should I read some comments?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, we got some comments, Scott. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
This one here says, I'm in awe. You guys have moved to a whole new level. Really? Your show just keeps getting better. Could it be that God is a part of the show now? God is greater. You know, love Jason from Nobody's.
It could be.
That's the Lizard King.
Sorry, man.
Where you going? Hey, man, don't be coming up behind me like that. The fuck? This one here says, Howie Mandel is Satan. Pick your nose and you can't go wrong. Scott picks his nose all the time when he is driving. I see him do it. He flicks them at other drivers. Gross! That's submitted by Pick 17. What is this shit, man?
Emma must be
real?
More computer literate than I know.
Yeah. This is I don't even know what this says. Uber Dubers. It's all in German. Ich hort das ein Treiber einem Radfahrer. Fünf soll gab unter Radfahrer nicht. And Alan Erfurt War. Welches sagen du?
Jawohl.
Said, submitted by Rammstein fan. I like the Rammstein.
It's not Rammstein?
No, it's Rammstein.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, because I went and checked out some YouTube videos of them, and there was like a news reel thing. Like an MTV, and it was in German, and the chick called them Rammstein. Und der Rammstein und den Goober Duber. Whatever. This one says, Coinky Dink? Oh, God. You limey septics have me all wet in the pants, like the horny little butt pirate that I am. Want a bob for apples? I will go first. Get in the pool, flipper feet. Sent by Nancy Boy. You guys suck. Just kidding. I love you guys. What stamina you have. RBPC2. My name in vain? I heard you guys are using my name in vain. Use it in vain, but not in vain, please. Poke you later, godless sodomite. That's who sent that. Godless sodomite, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Country's full of godless sodomites, John.
Good evening, godless sodomites.
Anyways, Islam means peace. Do we really need to hear advice from the king of the pedophiles? Muhammad word rufafurter popsterber. Another fucking German. What the hell? I can't read German. That was submitted by Damn Straight. Armageddon is near, Scott. Actually, all the sodomizing cockroaches will inherit the earth as blind, armless cocksuckers sniffing out ass throughout the land. Well, that is what I heard, and that was by S. Colbert. These people for real?
I thought the meek shall inherit the earth.
I don't know. Meet my nuts. Just remember, when it is raining, I am letting you all have it. There you go. Godless sodomites deserve a good whack in the puss from me. Submitted by the Lord's penis.
That's blasphemous, John.
Yacking it up. I didn't say you are fat, John. I said you make me wet. I think I coughed out a lung on that voicemail. Licks, submitted by Shorts. Suckers of the cock, I listen once in a while, and it looks like you dudes are still doing good. Fuck those other assholes, submitted by Lerb45. So how do we vet these, man? Are they the real deals or what? I don't know.
Who knows?
This one here says, love the show. A note for the both of yous. To John. Did I write this one? Did I read this one already?
Did you write it? I don't know. From Rico. Did you write the other ones?
No, I didn't. This one is, love the Australian accent. It is simply awesome. To Scott. Yeah, sorry, I got nothing. Do you think if God talked to us, he would ask us, why the hell do we listen to TTN? I know I would say, because it is absolutely hilarious. Submitted by Rika. And then on MySpace, Daisy submitted a bunch of quotes about religion, about Christianity, basically, I think. It's a whole list of shit. Go to MySpace and read it. I'm not going to read it here. Way of the Bob sent something, because actually I commented on his drummer because he's awesome. From Imbalance, his band Imbalance, his old band Imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Imbalance.
He wrote, thanks for the comment,
John. The future's
John.
A joke.
Right. Although we don't ever heap praise on the ginger dwarf that it was our drummer, it is our belief that all pig lashes should be oppressed for the better good of humanity. Maybe there's some bad blood between the two of those guys. Seriously, though, he is a great drummer, but you are not so bad yourself. The jam on the last show sounded awesome, and the new kit sounds sweet. I have to also say that Scott really impressed me with his shredding. I heard he had flippers, so it's doubly impressive.
Doubly impressive. That's right. You should see the video.
Keep up the great
work. Me trying to hold a pick with my flippers.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I got an email.
You do.
From the great Ads 12.
Out of sight.
Wow, I didn't realize that God had so much time to spend with you guys. Considering he spends a lot of time chatting with the W. Hey, do me a favor. If he comes in again, ask him what it's like talking to a lesser evolved individual of the human race. I'm assuming he's referring to the W. If indeed you classify that man as human. Cheers, Ads 12.
Human.
So the next time God does show up, we'll make sure to ask him what it's like to chat with the W.
Good evening, godless sodomites.
No doubt.
No doubt, John. Now, our show is all about stupidity, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
And if I could only find the article. So anyway, we love pointing out stupidity amongst ourselves, about ourselves, yeah. about locally, throughout the United States, and even globally, John. We love it.
Shit,
and then I ran across this.
What's that?
Did you know there's a World of Stupidity Awards, John?
No.
And guess who took home some honors at the World of Stupidity Awards?
Who took home some honors?
Who took home? The W took home some honors. U.S. President George Bush is a big winner in this year's World Stupidity Awards.
Really?
Joining the likes of the entire petroleum industry and Vice President Dick Cheney as the recipients
on the, internet
of top honors. Bush was nominated in several categories, including Stupidest Statement of the Year and Most Out of Touch with Reality. In the awards roundup, which was created to salute achievement in ignorance and stupidity. But the big winner, John, is somebody that Phil has talked about before.
Big
the big winner is somebody that Phil has talked about. Do you know who that could be?
Tom Cruise.
The big winner, taking home the prize for the flagship category, Stupidest Man of the Year, is District Judge Donald Thompson. You remember this guy? Phil covered him on the news. Known as the Oklahoma Penis Pump Judge, Thompson ordered a powerful... operated a powerful penis pump underneath his robe while court was in session. During at least three trials, he was convicted on June 29th of four counts of felony indecent exposure. So that's something we covered on the show. We also covered the W on the show. So we're all over the stupidest awards.
Yeah.
Addition to Bush and Thompson, there are other worthy winners this year, John. Harry Whittington. Remember him?
Yeah.
We talked about him. Won the Stupidest Statement of the Year award for apologizing after Vice President Dick Cheney shot him in the fucking face. My family and I are deeply sorry for all that Vice President Cheney and his family have had to go through this past week, Whittington said at the time.
Shot him in the fucking face.
Still weak and visibly bruised from the birdshot that Cheney peppered him with. Whittington. Guess who Whittington beat out, John? He beat out Mel Gibson.
Really?
Mel Gibson's statement, "What do you think you're looking at, sugar tits?"
Which I think is an awesome statement to say to a cop.
Which he made to a female sergeant following his arrest for drunk driving.
Is that what you said when you got pulled over? What you looking at, sugar tits? You're not a Jew, are you?
Again, we covered all of these things.
You should have asked him, hey.
Are you a Peter Pumper?
Not to be outdone, Cheney took his own award home, winning the dumbest moment of the year for the act of shooting Whittington in the fucking face.
Wow.
Basic Instinct 2 star Sharon Stone beat out Little Man and The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, among others, to take the title of Stupidest Movie of the Year.
Wow.
Stupidest Trend of the Year was won cleanly by Killing People for God. Bush took home honors in the category of Stupidest Statement by George W. Bush. Well, how's he not going to win that one?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like cheating, doesn't it? The president's televised statement to FEMA Director Michael Brown during the Hurricane Katrina devastation. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Doing a heck of a job there, Brown.
Won easily. Bush also won for being most out of touch with reality. The Middle East won the Lifetime Achievement Award for stupidity. And that's about it.
That's out of sight. My God. Are we going to read, do you got science news or anything, or celebrity? Are you going to do
that? Yeah, sure. Why? What do you got? You got something?
Yeah, I got a little something.
What do you got, a little something-something?
Yeah, but I'm worried you got the same thing all the time.
What is it, celebrity? Is it science? What is
science.
It?
Science.
Tell me what it is, man.
Of course
you
I don't
go.
Have no
go
celebrity.
Ahead. You go, go.
Skeleton sheds light on ape-man species. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about it, but I did not include it in my science. Go
well,
ahead.
Because we're talking about the W, I thought it would be important to bring this up.
Of course.
In a discovery sure to fuel an old debate about our evolutionary history, scientists have found a remarkably complete skeleton of a three-year-old female from the ape-man species represented by Lucy. You know, Lucy's the other... one they found.
Right.
The remains found in Africa are 3.3 million years old, making this the oldest known skeleton of such a youthful human ancestor.
Human.
Yeah, it says here, I don't know how to do this accent. I'll just say it's a quote. It's a pretty unbelievable discovery. It's sensational, said Will Harcourt Smith, a researcher.
A researcher? I'm a researcher.
A researcher at the American Museum of Natural History in New York who wasn't involved in the find. It provides you with a wealth of information, he says. For one thing, it gives new evidence for a contentious feud about whether this species, which walked upright, also climbed and moved through trees easily. So what they're saying is that it has these curved hands and joints. So they're saying that actually it jumped around in the trees like the W.
Like the W. All right. So we have proof that the W is chimp-like.
Yeah.
And our theory is that the cocaine and the alcohol abuse mutated his DNA to make it more chimp-like. And you see that every day when you look at him.
Well, they say the species is Australopithecus efferentiensis.
Because when you talk about species, John, you're talking about mutation.
Right,
mutation in DNA.
Right. Which lived in Africa between about 4 million and 3 million years ago. The most famous efferentiensis is Lucy, discovered in Ethiopia in 1974. A creature that lived about 100,000 years after the newfound specimen. That's out of sight.
Wouldn't that be great if we won, like, the Nobel Prize for genetics? Because we made the claim that cocaine and alcohol abuse mutate DNA to make the W more chimp-like. And what if scientists went out and proved it, and we'd get all the acclaim? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
That's out of sight. Well, I have other science
news,
John.
Wait a minute. This is what they say why they think it's more ape-like. The shoulder blades resemble those of a gorilla rather than a modern human. And this is, I think, because Lucy and this one, they can link it to the human species. This is like the missing link, getting closer.
Oh, yeah, sure it is. There is no missing link. Everybody knows that Adam.
You're right.
Adam and Eve.
God just blew some breath in his nose.
And it's not Adam and Steve.
That's right, it's not. It's
fag-enabling fools, John.
John and Scott are a bunch of fag-enabling fools.
All right, enough of that, Fred. The neck seems short and thick like a great ape's rather than the more slender version humans have to keep the head stable while running. The organ of balance in the inner ear is more ape-like than human. The fingers are very curved, which would indicate climbing ability. But I'm cautious about that, Spoor said. Curved fingers have been noted for afferentiensis before, but their significance is in dispute. A big question is what the foot bones will show when their sandstone casting is removed, he said. Will there be a grasping big toe like the I need bifocals, dude. I swear to God, I cannot see the goddamn text.
Well, get them. This is important.
I know. I have to look over my goddamn regular glasses to read this shit. Isn't that terrible?
That is terrible.
So like opposable thumb of a human hand. Such a chimp-like feature would argue for climbing ability, he said. So I think next time the W takes his shoes off, somebody had to check to see if he has the thumb like big
toe.
The
opposable big toe.
Yeah. So that's...
It came in handy when he was at keg parties and frats for opening beer bottles. His opposable big toe.
So more evidence that we evolved from the apes.
The apes. Well, no. Well, yeah, we shared common ancestry.
Right.
We didn't evolve from apes, John.
An ape-like creature.
Yes, an ape-like creature. All right, in additional science news, several U.S. fertility clinics admit they've helped couples deliberately select defective embryos.
What?
Defective embryos.
Why?
Some prospective parents have sought... These are some big words. Hold on. Pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. That's PGD. To select an embryo for the presence of a particular disease or disability. For example, deafness. In order that the child would share that characteristic with the parents. Now, what the hell's going on there? What is up with that? Why would you purposely... Okay, so you're deaf, but obviously you can communicate.
Yeah.
With people who speak. Why wouldn't you want the best for your kids? Why would you want a child that's deaf?
I don't know.
They should... What is that? They should outlaw that. You can't select stuff for improvements, can you?
Yeah, why not? Why couldn't you? Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah, what do you mean? You're selecting the most healthy... What do you mean for improve? Oh, you mean for yourself?
Yeah.
To as a donor? Make your own donors like in... what the fuck was that movie?
The Island?
The Island, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That just doesn't seem right. I mean, what is that? What is that?
It's fucked up. Well, maybe
we don't have enough problems.
Well, what you're saying is they're taking somebody who's like them. They want somebody, a kid, to grow up with them that's like them.
Right.
So the kid doesn't have the burden of being the ears for them and all that stuff. So they're all on kind of like the same level.
I guess you could look at it that way. But
it would really suck, though, if they had a kid that was blind also and they were blind.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what if you had a kid that wasn't blind and then all of a sudden you made them do everything for you because you weren't blind? Then they're slaves. Kid's a slave.
I don't know.
Leave it up to debate. I think a debate is... I don't think we're smart enough here to solve it.
Obviously,
on our own.
It's overwhelming for us. Because if you're queer, are you going to pick out a queer kid? I want a queer. I don't want a queer.
Yeah, I think so. I think they might be like that.
All right.
I mean...
I want a lefty. Make sure he's lefty.
Give me an example.
I want someone who's going to go bald at 18.
That's awesome.
Because I went bald at 18.
I want somebody with a really small penis. Because I have a small penis.
Yeah, I want somebody with microphallus.
An innie for a penis.
Because obviously I had to come to the fertility clinic to donate because I can't do it naturally.
That's not nice, Scott.
It just doesn't seem right, John. It just doesn't. Mean. In other news.
Good Chinese evening, godless sodomites.
Well, thank you, Fred. Chinese doctors performed the world's first documented penis transplant. An unexplained accident left the patient with a small stump, unable to urinate properly or have sex. Doctors gave him the penis of a brain dead man whose parents agreed to donate it. Can
Isn't
you imagine
that about any man between the age 21 and 25?
But can you imagine that conversation? Yeah. Anyway, your son is brain dead and all, and we're really sorry about that. But can we lop his penis off and give it to this other guy?
Do you suck dicks?
Because he has an unexplained accident. Wouldn't you want an explanation from a guy who just has a stump?
Yeah.
I need to know exactly what happened. Because I'm not going to give you some other guys if you're just going to cut it off like you did the first time.
Wasteful.
The good news, John, is the parents did agree to donate it, of course. Good news, after 10 days, he could urinate smoothly and showed no signs of tissue rejection.
Wow.
Here's the bad news, John. After 2 weeks, because of the wife's psychological rejection, as well as the swollen shape of the transplanted penis, the organ regretfully had to be cut off.
What?
Okay, so the guy goes to the... First of all, the nightmare of having your schwanz cut off. He has to go through that. Then the doctors put a new Schwantz on him. I mean, that's unbelievable. And then you get home and your wife rejects it?
No, I don't like it. I don't like that penis. That's no good.
What? I want to know why. Is it too big? It's too small? Did they give him an uncircumcised one? Or a circumcised one? What's going on there?
I don't know.
Psychological rejection. I think we need to ask our wives if this situation happened to us, would they reject our new Schwantzes psychologically?
All right, if I was like sawing a piece of wood on my lap and I cut my penis off and then I had the penis of a brain dead man installed, would you psychologically reject it?
Right. It's a hypothetical. Honey, yeah. This is a hypothetical.
And it was swollen a little bit and off to the left.
Well, it's going
to
be swollen after it's transplanted. And, right. You know, for other reasons.
It's going to be looking pretty fucked up.
It's going to go away after a while, right? Excellent! In our last science story tonight, health advocates are debating whether to convert smokers to snuff.
Snuff?
Smokers to snuff. Health advocates. That? Snuff. It's,
snuff it?
Your lips, don't you?
Oh, I thought you...
Oh, that's chew. What
I
is snuff?
You like snuff it.
Right up your...
Up your nose.
Up your nose?
Yeah.
Arguments for it. Smoking has stopped declining in the U.S. Most attempts to quit fail, even with counseling and nicotine gums or patches. Studies suggest low carcinogen varieties of snuff are 90% safer than cigarettes. And people are entitled to know this, John. That's why we're here, giving out this message.
Yeah.
Switching to snuff appears to have helped Sweden cut smoking to a record low. Arguments against. Snuff is still bad for you, John. If we suggested it's safe, more kids will take it up. And tobacco companies want us to embrace snuff because it's their new business plan.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And without giving in to snuff, California has nearly matched Sweden's reduction in smoking.
Wow.
So I'm not a smoker. You're not a smoker, John. No. But all the smoking listeners we have, you have the option to convert to snuff, and it's healthier, apparently.
Yeah, you've heard the word horse. She's a smoker.
No, I haven't heard that.
She had coughed up a fucking lung on one of her shows.
Did she call us in and cough up a lung?
Yeah, she did.
She didn't call you fat, John.
She did.
No, she said she was wet.
She did not.
That's what she wrote.
I have it. My attorney has the evidence on tape.
Your attorney?
That's
involved?
Right.
Okay, what you're saying is you're not fat.
Fucking shit. No, it's not that. It's the way she said it. Defaming my character.
The inflection.
Yeah. Defaming my character. She must have left another call. She better have that checked out.
All right, then. Moving on to celebrity news really quickly. Angelina Jolie lands dream role as Taggart. Do you know who that is, John? Taggart?
Taggart.
Now, you're probably thinking of 48 Hours.
Yeah.
Taggart. No, that is not it. Angelina Jolie has won her dream role as author Ayn Rand's iconic heroine, Dagny Taggart.
God.
Jolie, a longtime fan of Russian-born Rand.
It's Ayn Rand, Scott. Rhymes with mine.
Ayn Rand has been quietly campaigning to play Taggart in the new film, Atlas Shrugged. And now she's landed the role.
New film? I thought that movie was out years ago.
This is a new version. Oh. They always make, like, always new versions. You got new versions of old stuff.
The book's about a guy, an architect that wants to build buildings his own way. And I didn't agree with it because I thought, hey, if you get hired to do a job, you do it the way they want it. And they didn't like it, so he started blowing up his own buildings.
Stupid ass. Anyway, this is movie adaption. It has been floating around for 20 years. At one time, it was set to star Faye Dunaway.
Mm.
But Angelina Jolie has landed that role. Other celebrity news, John.
O'Donnell
slams Lohan's behavior.
O'Donnell.
You know it gets bad when Rosie O'Donnell slams your behavior. U.S. talk show host Rosie O'Donnell has slammed Lindsay Lohan for her behavior on her latest film and insists the star is going to end up in rehab.
Really?
O'Donnell believes the 20-year-old isn't handling fame very well and she is heading down a very dangerous path. She explains Lindsay's behavior on her latest film, Georgia Rule, was unacceptable. It's not like she was doing Dumb and Dumber 2. It's a Jane Fonda movie. Be early. I saw Lohan stumbling around the club drunk. And her mother was going, she's all right. I can say this from experience. It's hard to be famous. And she's not doing it well at this point. But she'll get into rehab, take care of the eating disorder, and be all better in 2 years and have a huge comeback. That's according to Rosie O'Donnell.
Wow.
And our last celebrity news story, Margera. Do you know who I'm talking about? Margera.
No.
Bam.
Oh,
Bam,
yeah,
Margera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's in Jackass, which we have to go see.
Yeah.
Reignites rumors of Simpson affair. Jackass star Bam Margera has reignited rumors he slept with Jessica Simpson while she is still married, was still married, after appearing on the Howard Stern show. Margera's former fiance, Jen Rival, told a Pennsylvania radio show in 2005 that Simpson and Margera had sex while the pop star was still married to Nick Lachey. At the time, Bam's father, Phil, also told Philadelphia radio DJs Preston and Stern his son admitted betting Simpson. Howard Stern interrogated Margera on his show, asking about the night the two spent together while she was filming The Dukes of Hazzard with his Jackass co-star Johnny Knoxville. Margera said the relationship was blown out of proportion, but admitted he bumped into Simpson, which caused his fellow Jackass co-star Steve-O to say suggestively, yeah, bumped into her. Margera claims they wound up at her parents' house drinking margaritas and it went from there, and said afterwards he left at 8 in the morning. When Stern asked Margera if Simpson looked good naked, he said she had a personal trainer for the film, adding, yeah, she looked good. I can't deny that. So Bam Margera sticking his wick in Jessica Simpson while she's still married to Nick Lachey. And that's it with celebrity
I got to set myself straight. It was The Fountainhead was the movie based on
with the architect
Ayn Rand book.
So all
Ayn
the clicking Rand's you were book. Doing over there?
Yeah. You heard me clicking?
No, I didn't.
You did not hear that.
I could sense it.
Anti-click
I went through Scientology superpower, John. I can sense these things.
You did. Yes. That's right. That's, you know what? I went on the MySpace of Lamar today.
Lamar has his own MySpace?
Yeah, Lamar is the bass player, now guitar player of the Spasmatics.
Yeah, they fired
Chester.
Rocco.
Rocco, which is his name in Aphrodisiacs. Chester is his name in Spaz.
The Spaz.
Yeah, he listed himself for religion as Scientologist.
You're shitting me. We got to ask him about that. That's got to be a joke. Yeah, it's his character. It's Lamar. It's Lamar.
And
I told you, you need to quit your job and be a Spasmatics drummer full time.
Actually, if I did, I'd have to be all three of them.
All Afro,
Metal
Spaz,
Shop,
and Metal
Afro.
Shop. You could handle it.
The lead singer guy that we saw,
yeah,
he's the ex-lead singer of Seventh Heaven. As a matter of fact, his entire career is based around DJing. He's got a DJ company, an entertainment company, and all he does, he has a band. He has his own live band now. It's not Seventh Heaven anymore. He's got his own live band. I think it's called According to Andrew or something.
I have no idea who Seventh Heaven is.
Anyway, they're a huge act. They were on MTV. They everywhere they played, they sold out. And anyway, so he's in this new band now called According to Andrew. And he does like these gigs acoustic with this chick. They have a chick singer too. I checked out some of his tunes on his website. Sound pretty good. And he's in the Spaz. He's in the Aphrodisiacs. He's in the Metal Shop Band. He's in all three. Plus, he has his own band. So he's playing like every night. He plays 200 gigs a year.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, you can do that when you're the singer. What do you got to? You got to bring a mic.
Yeah,
that's it.
True, if even that.
You don't have to bring anything else.
And I didn't know this, but he's singing in a lot of commercials. McDonald's, he does jingles, all this stuff. So when you're listening to the radio, it could be him who's singing the, "You deserve a break today at McDonald's."
I don't know why you don't try out for that stuff.
I couldn't sing. All right, man, we got to take it to part three.
Part three of the heavy metal episode of Episode 69.
Is God going to come by? Do you know at all?
I didn't. No, he didn't even talk to me this week. I don't know.
He talks to the W, but not you on a regular basis.
Well, does he really talk to the W on the regular basis?
Know.
I don't know. But I don't know if he has any material. Like, he was here before because he had some favorite Bible stories. And then he had the missing infancy gospel of Thomas.
Right.
To talk about Jesus in his early years. So
yeah.
I don't know if he has nothing to contribute. Maybe he just listens.
All right.
Do you feel his presence?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I don't either.
It seems to happen while I'm taking a whiz, and then I get a chill, or is that a piss chill?
Oh, right.
You ever get the piss chill?
Yeah. Your back teeth are floating.
I thought that, thought that was God. Man, after drinking at the hockey game and drinking at the Beacon, I woke up with a fucking rock hard on.
I don't
like
need to hear
three
this.
Times.
Why do I need to
And it was
hear
all
this.
About, I had to take a piss really bad.
Oh, you had the
you
bladder.
You ever get those?
Sure.
And you got to point that sucker way down. How do you do it? You know, you can't sit and do it because it just hits the bowl.
You know why you get the big wood, right?
No.
Because the bladder fills up and it presses right on the boner nerve.
The boner nerve.
There's a boner nerve.
The prostate.
I don't know if it's the prostate, but there's a nerve
that
sends a signal to tell your boner to be a boner.
Well, you know how you get that sucker to go down really quick? You take two fingers and you whap the head of your penis. You just grab it with your left hand and
just
hold
once,
it still.
Right?
And thwap! And that sucker goes, whoa! And it just shrivels right up. It's genius. I had to do it, man. I wanted to go right back to bed after I took a leak. I didn't have time to be standing there and aiming that sucker.
You think the W does shit like that?
No, but he doesn't. Maybe he does, but he doesn't give PSAs like John and Scott.
That's right. All right, so what you're saying is, well, I guess you said left hand, but if you're left-handed, you'd hold it with your right hand.
Yeah, you just give it
two fingers.
Yeah.
And you're hitting the helmet part?
Yeah. Just a quick thwap on the back of the head.
A quick thwap on the back of the head.
Yeah, the
top
back of
the helmet.
The top of it.
The top
yeah.
of the helmet.
And that's it.
And what are we talking, 30
Bam.
Seconds?
It's, not even.
Not even?
About 15.
Yeah, I'm not going to whack it. I'm still going to do the handstand.
The handstand.
Or I'm going to run outside.
Where you go one hand on the wall in front of the bowl and you're aiming that sucker down.
Either that or I'm going to run outside and pretend I'm a fountain.
All right, we'll be right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for part three. Part three.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.